This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, good to have your company. My name's Simon Smart. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. I'm joined again today by Justine Toe. Hi, Justine.
How's it going, Simon?
Pretty good. Generation Y we're going to talk about today. It's a generation on the move. People currently anywhere from around 17 to 30 are constantly on the go. If they're not travelling, it's because they're relocating overseas. And if they're not doing that, they're not staying in jobs for long. It's hard to pin down Generation Y. Now, Justine, you're kind of an elder of Generation Y. Does that describe you?
Yes, a very elder Generation Y. I travel a bit, but I haven't really seriously considered moving overseas. I like to think of myself as an honorary Gen X member rather than a Gen Y. And there is a part of that that's due to the fact that I'd rather be branded cynical than fickle and self-obsessed.
Okay, well, come along with the cynical people. Yeah, Gen Y is often thought of as having a sense of entitlement, of having little, these are sort of stereotypes of Gen Y, little loyalty to their employers, perhaps a bit self-absorbed on the whole. It's a harsh assessment, isn't it? I know lots of people in that bracket who aren't like that.
That's right. I think that Gen Y really isn't more selfish than any other generation that's walked under the sun. But I think that Gen Y really has been created in the image of their culture. I think that not just Gen Y, but all of us, I think we all live in the world known as the I world, what Dale Keane calls the I world. This is the Western world that's constantly encouraging us to find ourselves, create ourselves, and fulfill ourselves.
Tell us more about this I world.
Well, individualism and freedom is central to this world, and in this world, we've thrown off tradition, authority, religion, authority. We've kind of left this world where one's individual identity was shaped and crafted by a larger story. So the I world tells us that we have to depart and leave all these things to find ourselves and fulfill ourselves. So I think this is why Gen Y is always on the move doing that, through travel, through exploring career options and so on. And obviously not only Gen Y is doing this, but they've got less commitments than perhaps 30 or 40-something-year-olds. And I think that what this gives rise to is that in a larger sense, we've become tourists in this world. I don't mean that we are endlessly travelling, but we kind of approach the world the way that tourists do. We land in one spot, we'll sample a little bit, we'll look around, we'll take some photos, and then we're out of there. We're on to the next spot. So we're never really putting down roots, but always moving through places and cultures.
There seems to be both an everyday and a kind of existential dimension to the movement that you're describing. Every day you have the physical travelling, the moving overseas, changing jobs, that sort of thing, and existential, if we can put it that way. The more personal quest for the individual to find him or herself through these experiences, find meaning. In any case, the individual is doing what comes naturally to them in this I world.
Yeah, absolutely. Those two types of movements are really closely linked. And you can see this, I think, in our language. If someone's travelling overseas for an extended period of time, then we might say, oh, they're finding themselves. So that physical movement of going overseas is often related to the individual's personal journey. But it does strike me that the I world's commitment to individual freedom and responsibility, and especially this responsibility to craft a fulfilling life, I think it actually produces restlessness, because might a better opportunity pass us by? Why should we choose this option rather than another option? There could be a better option around the corner. So I think that restlessness also arises from the burden of overchoice, you know, of having so many opportunities and having to choose from among them or not at all.
Yeah, I get that idea that if you have endless sort of opportunities of different experiences, you might not want to miss out. You've got to grab whatever you can.
Yeah.
And I think what you're talking about there of not being embedded in the story, in perhaps a larger story than just myself, exacerbates this issue.
Absolutely. I think we can see this in the way that we approach our career. We might stay in a job or start a job and be there for 6 months to, you know, no more than 5 years, I think. I think it's because we're trying to skill up for the future. So we're there to get the skills that we need, and then we want to move on to the next, green pasture or the next job opportunity, really. And I can't help thinking that this must impact our relationships with each other in some ways. I mean, do we approach our relationships with the same sort of attitude as well?
Well, it sounds like a double-edged sword, this I world that you described, that offers us lots of opportunities for freedom but also makes us restless. So like it or not, it seems in the Western world at least, we are people on the move. Lots more to talk about with this, Justine. Let's pick it up again next time.
Thanks, Simon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.